That's a good point. I've heard that criticism for quite a bit. I said, well, if you want it, go work for the feds. I mean, all the federal employees get it. I mean, it's not as though you're being deprived of anything in the private sector. You want it, go work for the federal government. Here's Doris. Doris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. I was interested in the last question and the answer because I have my mother and father who both are on Medicare and Medicaid, and we live in an area where jobs, there's not a lot of jobs. So without that, you know, they probably wouldn't get what limited health care they get, they wouldn't get without that. And I was wondering, just out of curiosity, the business that you and your husband own, I think, in Wilmington, Trinity.
Doris, I don't even want to go here. All right? These are two Democratic setup calls, and I apologize for that, Representative Elmers.
You know, let me to the woman's point, because I would like to talk about this for a moment. You know, we do take Medicare and Medicaid, and we do that because that's what the majority of our patients are on, not because we choose that form of payment. We understand that people have paid into the system. We understand that good, hardworking Americans have paid into the Medicare system their entire lives. And now this is the return, the health care that they received once they hit 65. We understand that. We provide that care to them and are very happy to do so. It's not a win-win situation. And I'll be honest, we have those Medicare cuts hanging over our heads constantly, the doc fix and everything else. So, you know, when people start to look at those benefits, and they are benefits, but people have paid in for them, Medicaid a little differently, but we are trying to provide care for every citizen in our community, regardless of ability to pay.
Well, you know, I've talked to an awful lot of doctors, and you would know this better than I, with the doc fix, unless that passes, and these continued reductions in reimbursements, a lot of these doctors aren't going to continue in practice. They're no longer going to take Medicaid patients, Medicare patients. That's already beginning.
Right.
And the government was going to cut $500 billion in Obamacare. So I'm not sure how that works out. Do you know?
Well, that's one of my main questions. How do you cut $500 billion out of Medicare but continue to provide to your seniors every benefit that they had before? And, you know, it was already slim pickings to start with. You know, Medicare is probably, you know, when we talk about fighting with insurance companies and whatnot, and I can tell you this from, you know, working in the office, Medicare is usually the one that we're on the phone with. They're the most difficult to deal with. So, you know, then you cut $500 billion out, and yet you're saying to the seniors, no problem, you're going to continue to get all the same benefits that you've always been able to get. Somewhere along the line, something has to be decreased, and it's going to be the reimbursement to physicians, nurses, and hospitals. How can we continue to provide the care with cuts like that?
A couple more quick questions. You're going to be sitting with Senator Hagan, I understand. How did that come to be for the State of the Union?
As a matter of fact, yes, I am. She had called me late last week, and she said, hey, why don't we sit together at the State of the Union? And, you know, all of us are in the process of setting up our seating arrangements, and I said that would be wonderful. And I'm going to try to I'm going to find Sue Myrick, and Sue Myrick has a sitting buddy as well, and we're all going to sit together.
Sitting buddies. I never thought we'd come to this, but it might work. And then just quickly, is there one thing you want to hear? I think I know what it is. It's kind of an easy question that you want the president to address Tuesday night.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we've got to get jobs. We've got to cut the spending. I would love for him to stand up there and say that we are going to cut spending across the board and that we are going to reduce taxes and we're going to create those jobs in the country in the private sector. And, of course, I hope and I pray that he says that if that health care bill, the repeal of the bill, reaches his desk, that he will sign it.
All right. Well, Congresswoman Renee Elmers, what a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you again.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.